Hey, listening audience. This is Steffi Nobles Beans from She Brews to Lead To. It's 11:53 p.m. and I'm sitting in my room in Birmingham, Alabama. I woke up with a sharp pain on my left ankle. It was stinging. It was aching. The pain around the wound is deep, and it really hurts. You see, it's been almost 3 weeks since I was bitten by a brown recluse spider. Its venom injected into my skin has left this big, ugly, nasty scar. When I was bitten, I hadn't noticed until several days later before going on a trip to Arkansas for a conference. But as the days passed, there were two little marks where I had been bitten. And that wound turned into a flesh wound filled with pus, pain, and my flesh began to die around the wound. It was the most awful smell. My ankle was red, swollen, and left me with an awful limp while in Arkansas. I had to peel back dead flesh that smelt awful, and I never want to smell that smell again. By the time I got back home to Spokane, Washington, I had to go to the doctor and get antibiotics. He looked at it and said, "That is an awful, awful wound." And of course he said, "Yep, it's a brown recluse bite." He gave me 2 antibiotics. One was for infection and the other to make sure I didn't get MRSA. The doctor told me that it would take possibly a month or more for this wound to heal. It's a process, but the wound is making progress, but there is still pain. When the Holy Spirit woke me up at 11:53, it was because I was wakened with pain. And he said, "Stephanie, just like this wound, the pain, it hurts deeply because it's healing from the inside out." He said, "There will be an ugly scar left on your ankle. It will remind you, Stephanie, of several things. It will remind you that there is ugliness in this world filled with bigotry and hatred. Just like the pus in the wound, you didn't get the antibiotics in your system. You could have died. You could have ended up with MRSA." The Holy Spirit reminded me that the pain I'm feeling is a sign that the wound is healing, and it's healing from the inside out. As I visited the church at 16th Avenue Baptist Church and the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, I was faced with painful pictures filled with hatred and bigotry, a poisonous pus of racism towards my people. I wept inside. I wanted to keep my composure. My emotions were rising as I watched past history of a resilient people who gathered together to stand in the face of adversity, to stand in the face of pain and injustice. And I thought 400 years of suffering, 400 years of hatred and lynchings and burnings and strife And I thought to myself, I've only been on this earth for 69 years, and today I felt a heaviness in my soul that only some can understand. The Holy Spirit reminded me one day, Steffi, there will be no more pain and no more suffering, no more hatred. But he said, in the meantime, remember, your wound will heal, because I am your healer. Because you received physical medicine, your wound will heal. But my daughter, the greatest medicine for you is forgiveness. I wanted to scream right then, but I'm holding back my tears, because on tomorrow, I am going to be faced with more of this journey of the past. I will need a bigger dose of spiritual medicine to heal my soul. Stay tuned.